The biggest theft ever of classified information. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A former CIA programmer convicted of handing over secret documents to a whistleblower website.
33-year-old Joshua Schulte represented himself in his retrial, in which he was accused of illegally taking CIA documents and giving them to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks published part of them in 2017 in what is now known as the Vault 7 leak, and they detail CIA ability to hack into iPhones, Androids, and smart TVs. Schulte helped create the hacking tools. He told the jury he was a scapegoat, that the CIA was embarrassed, and other people had access to this data. Prosecutors said he was disgruntled. The U.S. attorney for New York said he was convicted for one of the most brazen and damaging acts of espionage in American history. The jury convicted him of 9 counts, and each count carries 10 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Department of Health and Human Services warning pharmacies that receive federal money from Medicare and Medicaid that they can't discriminate against people based on their pregnancy or related conditions, saying it would be sex discrimination. Monday, HHS told hospitals they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. President Biden says he will urge Congress to act this month on legislation to reduce the cost of everyday expenses as inflation hits a 40-year high.
The consumer price index rose 1.3% from May to June. For the year ending in June, the CPI was up 9.1%, putting inflation back at 1981% levels. Excluding food and energy, the increase was still very strong, 5.9%, though that's the only bright spot. Core inflation decreased from May.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Seattle is considering bonuses and tuition help to attract police officers. The city's lost more than 400 officers since 2019. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A beach on New York's Long Island is closed again after a second shark bite incident in less than a month.
The incident happened early Wednesday morning. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone said a shark bit a surfer at Smith Point Beach.
Who suffered about a 4-inch gash in his leg.
The surfer said it was a tiger shark. He was treated at a hospital. This comes less than 2 weeks after a lifeguard at the same beach was bitten. Ballone says people always interact with sea life swimming at beaches.
But they're close to the shore now.
U.S. shark bite reports are rising. The International Shark Attack File reported 47 incidents last year, up from 33 in 2020. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Actress Amber Heard's retrial request is denied.
The actress requested to set aside the $10 million awarded to her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, following the conclusion of their defamation trial. Heard's lawyers claimed that one major factor was one juror's case of mistaken identity. The judge wrote in a response, "The only evidence before this court is that this juror and all jurors followed their oaths, the court's instructions, and orders." The couple's legal battle ended last month with a jury awarding Depp over $10 million and Heard $2 million from a counterclaim. This followed a 2018 Washington Post ACLU penned op-ed in which Heard claimed she was a victim of domestic abuse. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a report from LGBTQ advocacy group GLAAD says social media platforms, including Facebook and TikTok, are failing to stop hate and threats against LGBTQ users. Even a majority of LGBTQ people say they face menacing posts or comments while scrolling online. GLAAD says the tech companies aren't sharing enough information about how they respond to those attacks. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.